words can be.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from the studios in Tiffin of WTTF. The day brings us lots of opportunity here. There's a new media communication center. And if you're online at DougSteffen.com, you can see me in the studio at the media communication center here at Heidelberg University. And sitting next to me is the lovely Betsy Bernard, who is here. We can't do just one thing at Heidelberg. We got to always package it together.
It's like you're multitasking.
Jim Troha is standing right, your favorite Jennifer, standing right behind me.
Tell him he disappointed me.
Yeah, by the way, Jennifer's upset with you because there was no April Fool's. They were expecting.
I mean, we even laid it out for you.
I needed your help,
yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah, right. He's not that smart. All right. So anyway, we had last night we have a continuing series here that was started last year. A lecture series that's put together by a couple of folks who are great benefactors for Heidelberg, the Patricia Adams Lecture Series, focusing on women who have done extraordinarily wonderful things in business or contributed. I have long thought I'm one of these people. It bothers me greatly when we separate people out who are different. This guy's a candidate and he's black. This person's a candidate and she's a woman. This blah, blah, blah. We aren't smart enough yet or mature enough to, like, look at everybody together. So when a woman becomes successful, as you have, Betsy, running AT&T, working with a company for, this is a $27 billion business, you have millions and millions of customers, and you make it work. And, wow, she's a woman. Did that ever bug you when you were coming along through the ranks? Did you, by the way, first of all, set your goals on being the CEO of AT&T,
or no.
You were just going down the path?
I was going down the path. Yesterday I got to spend a lot of time in the classroom with kids
here at Heidelberg.
Yeah. And so we talked about that a lot. And I said, basically, I plan two steps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always had goals. I always had, you know, here are the next two things I want to do, and here's what I want to do academically. But no, I didn't decide I wanted to be the president of AT&T.
Right. But you became the president of AT&T.
I did. Yep.
How?
Well, I committed myself to my career. I worked for AT&T for 18 years. I had various different jobs, a lot of great support from AT&T. I committed to them. They committed to me. So every 2 years I was relocating, getting new experiences, sales, operations.
Your vows. You exchange new vows every 2 years.
We exchange new vows every 2 years. And so it was just, you know, and I transferred everywhere. I was all over the country getting different experiences.
So you had to give up something in your personal life to be able to achieve this. So that's a recognition factor.
I did. I'm not saying everybody has to, but that's how I did it.
Yeah.
Another conversation we had with a student yesterday about work-life balance, and I'm a role model, hopefully, for a lot of things, but that's probably not.
No, one of them. No, I'm not either. We have that in common.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then I was there 18 years, and I left because I got a great job opportunity at a company called Pacific Bell, which at the time was the phone company. And then I ran up. I was in Silicon Valley. I was in the heart of it back then, you know, the next big thing. And so I ran a venture-funded startup, telecommunications, and then went to Denver, to US West, then Quest, and then got recruited back to AT&T.
Really?
So it was gone.
What were your expectations? You were back to AT&T to do what?
I went back to AT&T to run the consumer division, and specifically at the time the plan was to take the consumer division out as a standalone publicly traded company.
Right.
So I went back there with the expectation that I would restructure this division and then we would take it public. About a year into that, I believed, and a couple others did as well, that wasn't in the best interest of our shareholders. This was a division that generated a lot of cash and that cash was really important to fund opportunities that were more growth. So we decided not to do that. We sold the cable assets at that time to Comcast, and I became the president of all of AT&T.
Okay, so then putting the money aside like you're talking about, that's how they – people always wonder, how does AT&T get the money to buy T-Mobile for $39 billion? Where's that $39 billion come from?
Right. Well, and again, I've been out of the day-to-day details of AT&T.
Yeah, but you know how to do it. I mean, you're going to
have
to do it.
Well, you've got a lot of cash. You can always, you know, if you can't fund it yourself, you can, you know, issue equity, issue debt, et cetera. When you're, you know, and you do that math to make sure that that makes sense, that you're taking on the right amount of risk, not too much, just the right amount of risk, et cetera. So
you could be president. You can figure out how to run this country much better, perhaps, than it's being run.
Well, but I would want to be a authoritarian
dictator. Really? You and me, that's another thing we have in common. If I were a king of the world.
I could fix it, but
yeah,
I wouldn't.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the there's an interesting story in the USA Today today about how much money some of the CEOs in our country are making. That has to come back to you every once in a while. You may have strong opinions. I didn't ask you last night about this, but I wonder in the main, when we hear people criticizing a guy who runs Coca-Cola, he gets $85 million, and this guy who is running Viacom, another $80 million bucks. And then the people say, well, they don't deserve it. The president only gets $400,000 a year.
Right.
How come this guy deserves for selling soda pop?
Right.
I mean, we're not doing anything here except selling soda pop. How come it's worth $80 million?
Right. Well, two things. First of all, and I had a reaction to that this morning, and I currently serve as a director on a number of public boards, and I'm on the compensation committee of all of them.
Yeah.
So this is something that I deal with.
I was talking earlier this week. You'll appreciate this then as well. I don't know, Jimmy, whether you heard me talking about how much money these board members make. I'm tired of serving for nothing. On the Hyderabad board, I don't want to get paid, right? Let's get paid for some of these deals. Because, you know, some of you can make a couple hundred grand a year if you're in a good company and you know what you're doing.
Yep, exactly.
Right?
Yep. But I do think executive compensation is out of control in this country. It's not a popular thing for directors to say, and particularly since, you know, I have an opportunity to influence it. But I think my reaction to that was it's out of touch, out of control. Now, when you read those numbers, you know, headlines are great. So, you know, it's an $80 million. Now you have to break it down and say, okay, but the stock has to go up a lot because those are estimates of what the value will be under, and so you really have to break it down. So that's a big number, and some of that might not ever he or she may never actually earn that.
Could have a bad year, only $74 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. What do we?
But I do think it's a huge problem. I think it's out of control, and despite all the conversations and all the legislation and the say on pay rules that are being put in place, we still haven't bent that trend. So,
it continues.
Yep.
Betsy Bernard is here, a CEO from AT&T. She was in the top 50 of the most powerful women in business in our country. Worked at US West, Pacific Bell, Quest Communication. All of those companies are gone. Right? Aren't they all gone?
Well, yes.
They all got eaten up by other companies.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't do that, though. That was your
fault. Actually, at fault or good.
I'm saying that facetiously.
Right.
Yeah,
but
right.
I started back when it was all the Bell system.
Uh-huh.
So I went through the divestiture, break them all up, and then
put them all back together. Yeah.
Right.
And the government
the difference is we have this cable industry that we didn't have back then.
One of the things that so irritates people in terms of things like the practical relationship you have with your customers, AT&T, iPhones, iPads, terrible reception.
Right.
So they have to go buy T-Mobile, in a sense. Not that it's going to get regulatory approval, but they almost have to. Did that idea start back when you've been out, what, 3 years? Longer than that.
Well, no, actually, the huge demand for the network that's come about because of the iPhone. And now...
You got one?
I don't. I have AT&T on my BlackBerry.
You do? Okay.
Because I need reliable network. And the AT&T service on BlackBerry is fantastic, regardless of where you are in the country.
Yeah. Okay. Richie, I'm going to have to remember that. They were trying to get me to have an iPhone, and I'm not great. I was going to get a Droid, but they tell me it's too complicated for me. I need to push a button, do it, and then push a button and send it. That's it. That's all I need to do. So, but I was resistant because the AT&T... The spin on AT&T is that it's terrible. you know, if you can't get it now, I wondered about T-Mobile and whether that would fix it. And a lot of people listening to us hear you identify with AT&T. Okay, ask her.
Right.
Is it going to be better if T-Mobile actually is providing service?
Well, I can tell you that AT&T is working very, very hard to add lots of capacity. I mean, it's one of those, as I always said, you know, better. Now, obviously, this is an internal point of view, but better that problem, too much demand than not enough demand.
Oh, of course it is.
I mean,
yeah.
So when you're that successful with the product introduction that your demand overwhelms what you put in, you know, then you're playing catch-up all the time. But, you know, getting it perfect is great, but rather be playing catch-up than not having, you know, having empty pipes.
Smart CEO Betsy Bernard is with us. If you are interested in engaging her, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. We continue our conversation from Heidelberg. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Betsy Bernard is here. She's a guest at Heidelberg. She has been a CEO, a very successful lady, and part of a lecture series that we have here at Heidelberg. And as I said to you before, it bugs me that we have, I think it's appropriate, but it still bugs me that we are so, I think, immature in our country toward a lot of things, and one of them is women in business,
right.
Women in politics, women. We have to separate you out. And the women do. Did you have a women's club of CEOs that you belonged to?
You know, it's interesting. When I was in my 20s and my 30s, I didn't want to join any of the women's organizations because I didn't want to be, but...
But you did. Hold on. Hold that thought for a second. 21 after on Good Day.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens, good day, bro. Come in here for a second. So in the back, come on, you come in here for a second. Well, we sort of laugh. This is the new age. This is everything's on video as well as on audio. So the chat room that is, watch it, at DougSteffens.com, we have this screen. And so there's a video component to the radio program. So people are watching this. So somebody just sent a text to Rich in the studio in Washington. Said, tell the insurance guy in the background to take off his coat.
We don't want any.
And that is actually Rob Huntington, who's the president of Heidelberg University, who is a former, he's an academic.
Oh,
in the
and
sense
he's taking
that,
off his coat.
He's taking off his coat. Now he's looking the part. See?
Loosen the tie, Rob.
The insurance guy left and the Dunkin' Donuts guy is here now. Because Rob was the vice president of Dunkin' Donuts
right.
before he became president of Heidelberg, which is another great story. But, you know, and it's part of blending and getting... I think oftentimes Americans are kind of naive about how we perceive people. You put somebody in a suit, if you will, or they have this identity, and you can't get them away from that, which is kind of a shame also, because especially when you have the experiences that you two have in coming from that corporate world, or maybe even my experiences doing this, you learn so much, and that's what you have to have in order to be good at what you do. You
right.
got to have a. You can't just have focused on, like AT&T running the phone company. No. You got to have. And some. Do you think that you learn it or you just have it?
Both. I think it's both. You definitely learn, and both facts and skills and. But you also have to have the energy and the passion and the commitment and the value set to
mm-hmm.
be successful.
Mm-hmm. But is not everybody can do it. Otherwise, there'd be lots of people who try to get the job. They worked
right.
hard to get you back to AT&T because you had something.
Right. Well, not everybody can do it, but also not everybody chooses to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you get, you know, if you're lucky, you get to make conscious choices in life. Everything's got a trade-off. I mean, I made trade-offs to do what I wanted to do. They were conscious. I loved it, but I also think not everybody would choose the life I've led.
The three of us are Bay Staters. Rob worked in Massachusetts for a long, long time, not far from where I live. You're from Holyoke.
I am Holyoke, yeah. Massachusetts.
And you went to school at St. Lawrence?
Yes.
And Frozier, what's his?
I was young. Probably. I didn't know I was doing it. I was busy skiing. So
yeah, were you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So of all of the things that you've done in your life, all of the things that have brought you to where you are, if you could pick out one thing and say to people, you need to do this, what are the people who want to aspire or do aspire to do what you've done or Rob's done or whatever, anybody who's running something, what do you have to do?
Work hard.
I mean,
really work hard, understand what success looks like in the role that you've been asked to fulfill, and then really, you know, work at it. It's hard work. You know, the conversation I have with the university students, grades count. You know, performance counts. That differentiates you when someone's sitting there with a stack of resumes. Lots of other things do as well, but that's kind of the entry point. Hard work, good grades, good results, that's the starting point.
Are we okay in America when it comes to developing people like you? Are we doing all right? The people coming along, like people that are at Heidelberg, do we have enough good people coming along?
I think we have. We do. I'm very concerned about our public school systems.
Mm-hmm. With good reason.
Yeah, that's a very concern. I mean, it's fine if you, you know, have the resources to have your children that, you know, if you don't have a public school.
Right, we send them to private schools.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. But I think a democracy is all about great, free public school.
And what happens now, we don't understand even what democracy is. We don't understand what civics are. We don't know what's going on in our world. We're so focused. This is a blessing, all this technology that we're looking at, but it's also a huge distraction and it can be part of the problem.
Right.
In fact, good to have you here. Thank you for being at Heidelberg.
Thank you
for coming to visit with us. Betsy Bernard, you can check her out, more info on her at DougStephan.com, 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. I hate to sound cynical, but when you're flying and you're dealing with a flight connection, you should always assume the worst. So here's what you should do when you have to go from point A to B with a stop in between. One recent study says that delays, cancellations, and missed connections cost passengers $16.7 billion a year. And these days, the minimum legal connection times can be as little as 20 minutes. Just because the airline claims it meets their minimum criteria doesn't mean it should meet yours. If you're booking on your own and your connection is shorter than the minimum allowed, the airline isn't responsible for getting you on another flight. So check the legal connection times for your bags as well. Otherwise, you might make it to your destination and your luggage won't. And don't forget, if you're transferring from an international flight to domestic, you're talking about collecting your bags, clearing customs and immigration, and then going through security all over again before you can even think about getting to your departure date. So take that into account before ever booking your flight. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love.
And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's
8-7-7-3-4-1-4-7-69. 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I will tell you something. That lady has it together.
I still love talking to people like that.
I'd love to listen to people
awesome.
Like that.
She was awesome. I used to be president of Women in Cable and Telecommunications and am familiar with her, and it's just very cool to hear her talk.
Yeah, very interesting, interesting story. Lady. Good to have her here. And Heidelberg, later on today, the reason that we are here, a couple of things. I was teasing Jim Troha about this, but we always do kind of package things together because people come from long away. Megan has never been here before. Neither of my children have ever been on the campus at Heidelberg.
No.
No, they never have.
As important as that place is in your life, neither one of those kids have ever been there.
Nope, never been here. Tony was never here. Nobody in my sister went here and graduated in 1972 and has never been back. And it's the opposite of what at least I experienced here in my connection with the school. But it's like anything else. Some things really get you, and some things don't. Now,
that's
in
wild.
Terms of my children, there was never an opportunity. It's not like Tiffin, Ohio, Northwest Ohio is on everybody's beaten path. It's off.
But you go there every year for graduation.
I'm here.
Five, six, seven, eight times a year.
I am. But there was no reason ever for the children to come. And so when this opportunity presented, so Megan, who happens to be on spring break, said, Dad, I'd like to go. And Brendan said he'd take a couple of days off and come because he hadn't been. So the two of them were going to come. And as it turned out, Brendan got really something. I don't know. On Monday, he was really sick. He'd been sick all week long. So he couldn't come. But Megan came. And last night, it's funny how the culture works in these places. Megan has a PhD.
And this has got to be right up her alley.
The tag they made for her says Dr. Megan Steffen on it. And so as a result of that, the profs want to know, where she's teaching or where, because there was a little bit of a buzz. Okay, Doug's daughter is a PhD, she's a teacher, and yada, yada. So, but the way that the culture brings things, it's funny how we, culturally, the radio people love to talk to other radio people.
All those smart people like to talk to each other.
Yeah, right. Academics love to talk to other academics.
I'd love to be standing in the middle of that conversation. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Not too much of that.
See if you can push this button.
April Fool's Day, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Colin Farrell.
Colin.
There's only one colon. Two colons. The one in your stomach.
Yeah.
And then the one who used to be
the Secretary of Defense. Right. Yeah. Okay, so apparently he was very friendly with Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, that's
he
what I
He showed up
really?
At the funeral last week as the only person not a member of the family. And so there's been all this speculation. He wasn't around. He wasn't trying to hang on. But apparently he said that it's the old story of boy meets girl, boy pesters girl, got her phone number, called her in inappropriate hours of the night. I was lucky enough to become her friend. I have adored her. Now, how old is he? How
35,
old?
Maybe?
Gosh, 30,
is she?
Yeah.
So half her age, probably. And still kind of, wasn't he really tagged as kind of a bad boy?
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I don't see that friendship. Wow,
yeah.
That's
interesting. But you know what? That's
the
thing.
Yeah, it's weird.
Richie, how do you, how do you put all of that stuff together? Charlie Sheen, in trying to find a venue in New York to have his show, also has a problem because none of the hotels in New York will allow him to be
in the hotel. He had that little problem last time he was in New York.
You know that, Roberta, that every hotel that the New York Post said earlier this week, every hotel in New York has banned him. They will not.
Can you imagine that? So, Roberta, think about this: at the desk of the reporters' desks of the New York Post, all of them are calling hotels in New York, saying, "Would you allow Charlie Sheen to stay?"
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're doing.
Would you allow Charlie Sheen to stay? Nope. Okay, next. Would you allow Charlie Sheen to stay?
Nope. That's a story.
That's hysterical.
And a half. Yeah, he's also being sued.
I want that life.
By a reality show producer.
No.
Folks, have you noticed there are two conversations going on?
I can hear you.
You have to listen.
The life headset.
Left side, Rich and Roberta. Right side, Jennifer and me. See, that's how, if you're watching this on television, you can see how we do that. Charlie Sheen has been sued because the producers of a reality show say that he and his parents got in the way of a planned program starring Jose Estevez.
Who's Jose?
Jose is the uncle.
It's the uncle, because the uncle's been doing media tours talking about how bad Charlie Sheen is.
Right.
There's
really?
A reason.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So he's Lindsay Lohan's dad, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to suck off of something, one way or another. Here's this 12-year-old boy.
Before you move on to that, I got a guest pitch the other day. You know, we get dozens, hundreds a day.
Right.
You know,
we
got this person wants to talk about this, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at one right now. We're going to have the guy from CSI on next week, so cool.
Yeah.
But
great.
I get one the other day. Barack Obama's half-sister has a new book out.
Great.
Score, cha-ching.
Yeah, and I saw that, and I was like,
nope.
I'm not really excited.
Did you ask me?
So I sent it to you and Jennifer, and I'm like, this doesn't excite me.
And I said no, too.
But maybe I'm off. What do you guys think?
No.
Yeah, I just, who cares?
I'm tired of being, I mean, these people associate any way they can with anyway, just to hang on.
I mean, if the president wanted to be on with us, great.
Yeah.
Here's the story of a South Florida boy who isn't even old enough to drive. He got a piece of volcanic rock picked up at the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. His name is Nico Saporito, 11-year-old, became one of the youngest people to reach the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. This is something, when I remember back to those years, 10, 11, 12 years of age, we learned about Mount Kilimanjaro, and I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to be able to go up to one of the biggest volcanoes on the planet? Because that's how you learned about it. It was all learned about topography and the earth and studying the mountains and the valleys. And Kilimanjaro came up, and it's one of those names that's so easy to remember. And he said to himself, I want to go to the top of this mountain. And his parents said, okay. And as he was climbing the mountain, it was very tough. He said all they thought about was putting one foot in front of the other, in front of the other, in front of the other.
That's true with life.
Wow. It is. It's a great lesson to be learned there, the lessons of life. Time for our 2020 news quiz. You ready?
Fire away.
So ready.
Name the spacecraft which this week orbited Mercury.
Soyuz, Voyager.
800. This is for the audience. Thank you. 800. No,
the Dudley.
800-5 Arizona. 800-510-8255. What's the name of the spacecraft this week which orbited Mercury? Lots of images, very good images. This tiny planet in our solar system. What is it all about? People, they hear that name. Oh, Mars. No. Mercury. Different than Mars. Lots different than Mars in lots of different ways. So what's the name of the spacecraft from NASA that went up there, the first spacecraft to actually orbit this planet and send back pictures? Pretty, really pretty amazing pictures. 800-510-8255. Name it and claim it. Name this spacecraft and claim the prize. 800-510-8255. Also coming up, Dr. Ken Kronos visits with us. And one of the things in the focus, once again, is vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D, and what it means, why you need it. That and lots of other medical news coming up as we have 17 and a half, I guess, Richie, before the hour on Good Day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Orbit Gum has teamed up with the cast of MTV's The Buried Life on its mission to help clean up the world. This June, with the help of Orbit Gum, The Buried Life cast plans to cross number 61 off their famous bucket list, paint a mural, and will also conduct a major community cleanup event. Ben Nempton, ringleader of the group, says they are also encouraging others to do their little part, too.
What's great about our partnership with Orbit Gum is the fact that not only are they helping us check off a list item and doing a major community cleanup event, but they're also letting fans vote on where we actually paint the mural. And fans can also get involved by entering a code from a specially marked pack of Orbit Gum online to trigger a 50-cent donation from Orbit Gum to keep America beautiful up to $300,000.
Log on to www.clean.orbitgum.com to help choose the location of the cleanup event and learn more about how you can do your little part to help clean up the world.
The home is a place of belonging, comfort, and security. But for many of today's older Americans, home is where most accidents happen, like the bathroom. Now, I feel secure when I open the door, walk in, and sit down in the comfort and serenity of my very own therapeutic walk-in tub by Freedom Tubs. Their latest therapeutic walk-in safety tub offers 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat and safety grab bar. There's a whisper-quiet motor, and with Freedom Tubs' patented quick-drain system, the water drains from your tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque. Freedom Tubs, with a Z, offers a choice of tub sizes. Call 855-72-FREEDOM now to save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com. 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com. Again, 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Joining us now, Dr. Ken Kronos with the medical news of the day. Highlights from the week, a lot of these associations getting together. The journals of medicine come up with a lot of things, including what's going on with Americans and how many are lacking vitamin D. Big story in all the newspapers today. Ken has the details of that after we spend some time talking about how well Jennifer is doing and Roberta is doing and Rich actually is one
I'm
of
almost
the,
done.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Ken, do you ever think of doing this yourself? And that isn't a shot. I'm just curious as to how many doctors do you know who go on diets?
Well, I know a few doctors who need them and have talked to me about it. I've actually recommended this to a couple of doctors who really do need it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, doctors are not you'd think that what they know would make them live a healthier lifestyle, but that's not always the case, right? There are a lot of doctors who abuse themselves in one way or another.
Doctors have the same challenges the rest of us have.
Yep, there it is, folks. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Dr. Ken has told the folks at MetaFast he's happy to help you understand what you need and isn't much. The MetaFast meals and being focused a little bit, knowing that you got to eat five times a day, right? Is it five times a day or five MetaFast meals and then one?
Five MetaFast meals and one lean
green. Five plus one. Yep.
Okay, so it's six meals a day. Mm-hmm. So, Roberta, how do you do? How do you schedule all your meals so that it works for you?
I do every 2 hours or so.
You do.
And they have, like, these wonderful bars that you can take with you, you know, if you're on the road. And they have the, like, the Parmesan cheese puffs, which I really love because they're crunchy, and you can take those on the road with you, too. So there's a lot of stuff you can throw in your bag, or the pre-made shakes. So you can take them if you're going to work or you're traveling. And just about everything is microwavable. So, you know, if you're at work, it's real easy to stick the stuff in the microwave.
Yeah, I do every 3 hours.
I'm looking at
I do every two.
At a model day for breakfast, MetaFast scrambled eggs. For a second meal, MetaFast chocolate shake.
Yes.
Third meal, MetaFast cream of tomato soup.
Oh, I love
parsley.
That.
I eat the chili.
Meal four, MetaFast beef vegetable stew. Lean
That's good.
And green is meal five. 6 ounces of grilled chicken breast, quarter a cup of asparagus, olive oil, yada, yada.
And then finish it off with the brownie, MetaFast, baby.
Yeah. Oh, no, I like the mango vanilla soft serve. Oh, that mango soft serve.
MetaFast
so
strawberry
good.
Cream shake. All right, so this is Roberta.
By the way, I got three emails this week from some of our friends out there who have all asked me questions and have all started it and ordered MetaFast food within the last week or so.
They've done it by calling 800-506-4115. You can do the same thing. Make sure you tell them about Dr. Ken and you're listening to him on the radio. You get your $50 off when it comes to the price of food. The price of losing weight, not very much. And the idea of health and well-being, what you get from following the MetaFast diet, is peace of mind and a healthy body. So 800-506-4115. Call for MetaFast. You must consult your physician before you begin a weight loss program, but Dr. Ken will tell you it's worth it. 800-506-4115. Okay, so fact, we've been talking about this till we're blue in the face, it would seem. And still people are not getting how important it is to have vitamin D. So what does it affect in terms of your body, internal, heart, bones, brain? What is it, Ken?
We know that it affects a lot of different areas, Doug. Bone fractures, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, certain cardiovascular outcomes, cancers, and autoimmune conditions all are affected by low vitamin D levels. When you go to your doctor for your annual physical, demand a serum 25-hydroxy vitamin D level. According to the Institute of Medicine, Doug, sufficient levels are 20 to 50 nanograms per milliliter. 20 to 50, ask for a vitamin D level.
Vitamin D is water soluble, oil soluble? What do you have to look for? When you go to the health food store, or if you're in your grocery store and you go to vitamins where they're trying to sell you, they're trying to compete with the vitamin stores themselves, what are you looking for?
It's everywhere. This is easy to get. You're looking for vitamin D.
That's it. You don't have any special capsules.
Or, this is easy. It's
they're all the
over.
Same. Everything's
it's all
the same.
Over.
All right. Vitamin D, you need, you risk a lot of health problems if you don't have enough of it. And this is really one of those interesting things that hasn't been dealt with much until just the last couple of years.
Well, it's just research in this area. Don't forget, exposure to sunlight helps also. We've been so careful protecting you from skin cancer.
Right,
15 minutes a day, unprotected sunlight is good for you.
Longer breastfeeding may be a key to what?
Longer to bigger brains. This is very important. The longer that we're in utero, that is, the longer the pregnancy and the longer you're breastfed, the larger the brain size. Out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, and you know, the recommendation, if you can, breastfeed for the first 6 months and then continue with food till up to 2 years or longer.
Yep. And here's the good news for those of you who like fish.
Fish is definitely very healthy. Diets with fish linked to stronger bones, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Salmon, tuna, or mackerel, very helpful with all these healthy fatty acids.
Eat the fish, get the salmon, the mackerel, the sardines. That's good for you. Very
oily
good for
fish.
You. Raw milk, vitamin D in raw milk. All right, that's the story. Dr. Ken Kronos here with some good news on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Insurance.
I feel stunning.
And entrancing.
You like running and dancing
for joy. For I love my
I Feel Pretty by Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson from Anger Management, which was a great movie, I thought. It's the kind of movie I want to go to the movies to see movies like this. Fun. Just
you were such a massive Adam Sandler fan.
I do like Adam Sandler. Did you not like him?
Yeah, I used to not like him at all. I like all everything he's in now, I'll go see. Anything that he's in. That was the number one movie, by the way, during this week in 2003. And I can remember that. Can't you? Chuck Curry's here. With movie moments, it's really kind of a neat thing. You visualize these things. The good movies, you can remember some of the important things in them. And I can see that scene with him and Jack Nicholson. Nicholson wasn't singing that song, but it just the whole premise of the movie was cool. So Adam Sandler, anyway. Jack Nicholson was in that scene, wasn't he, Chucker? Yeah, they were. There was the two of them.
And that Chucker up there.
Where's Chucker?
I'm here.
Yeah, wasn't it? Well, the two of them were in that scene together. Weren't they?
I was on the line that I could not hear, so I do not know what you said.
Oh, I said in listening to the song that Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson sang, I believe the two of them were both singing that "I Feel Pretty" from Anger Management.
I don't believe so. There's no reason. There's no shyness in Sandler, so I'm sure he was singing. I'm sure they were singing it together.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch. By the way, for those of you, I'm trying to set my ADD aside, but I asked a question about 15 minutes ago. As to the name of the spacecraft that flew around Mercury, it was the Messenger spacecraft. Messenger spacecraft. Wow. So those of you who had the answer right. Now, how about another contest? We've got to clear off the lines. Another contest for those of you who are movie fans. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there we go.
Nice connection.
What's that?
Chucker.
Anyway, Roberta.
The number one movie during this week last year. You only have to go back in your mind a year to figure out what this movie was. You don't have to listen to it. You can probably look it up. But for those of you who are like me, you like to listen to things, here's the first clip from that movie.
Most people would leave. Not us. We're Vikings. We have stubbornness issues.
All right. I actually saw this movie on the plane yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yep. number one movie during this week in 2010.
That is synchronicity, Doug, that you saw the contest movie on the airplane, on the little television.
Little television. 800-510-8255. You know what the name of the movie is? You call us now with your answer, and we'll give you a swell prize. Next to the clip, Richie.
Now, you're thinking about this all wrong. It's not so much what you look like, it's what's inside that he can't stand.
Mm-hmm. Got it? Anybody got it?
I don't know this.
800-5... parents of children would know this. 800-510-8255 if you were conscious when you went to the movie with your kids.
Yeah.
All right, last clip.
If you ever want to get out there to fight dragons, you need to stop all this.
But you just pointed to all of me.
Yes, that's it. Stop being all of you.
Right. My wife actually took my son to this one. I did not see it, but I can figure it out.
All right, Chuck, you get back with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I got it. You know, the last thing I want to do is take my daughter to a movie. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Chuck takes his daughter to zombie movies.
Horror movies. Yeah, that's
When she's got her George Romero collection at home on Blu-ray, why do I need to go to the movies?
There you go. 800-510-8255. You heard the clues. You get the little.
Some people have a college fund. Chuck has a therapy fund for his daughter.
All right, so that takes care of that. You'll identify it, and we'll put you on the air in about 60 seconds. Chucker has a look at what's coming out this weekend. Good movies this weekend, Chucker?
One big film opens.
What is going on with his phone here?
I don't know.
Today. So we go. He's gone again, right?
Chucker's Sports Illustrated shoe phone has apparently failed him.
Again. I think Pop opens today, doesn't it, the Easter Bunny movie?
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
But the Easter is not for a month, though, or what, another 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Yeah. All right, so...
all right, here's Chucker again.
What is going on with your phone, Chucker?
I don't know. Yeah, the Source Code with Jake Gyllenhaal opens a thriller which is getting some really good reviews in a Hop, an animated film with the Russell Brand as a voice.
I do understand the trailers for the Gyllenhaal movie. I've tried to... He like, moves in one consciousness or another state, or what is... I don't get what it is, actually.
Well, it's supposed to be one of those movies that's one step ahead of the audience, so they don't want to really give away the plot. In the trailers, I'm not exactly sure what the overall story is about, but people who have seen it, including critics, really like it a lot. So I think it'll have a good opening weekend.
Yep. In Treatment has been canceled by HBO. Why do you think that is?
Well, I'm not sure. They might revive it in some form now. That's the latest update.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a very tough series to shoot. Very, very grueling on the
lead actor. I thought it would be easy. All right. Nobody knows... Jennifer, what's the name of that movie?
Shrek.
No.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Your Dragon.
Never mind. I don't love
Number one movie this week in the year 2010 last year. Chuck Curry on Movie Moment.